Okay, continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Pei. We are up to Sif Samach Ches. We're in the middle of whether you're allowed to hang up doors and handles of doors and those type of things on Shabbos. So Samach Ches says, Avolim Ein La Heker Tzir. So we were discussing with Samach Zion before Shabbos about. If it depends if the door has a tzir, if it has a what do we call it, hinges or pins that it spins on. If it doesn't have any, if it's not recognizable that there was ever a pivot, that's the way you say it, or a hinge, then you're not allowed to close that door on Shabbos. The kibbutz, because if it doesn't have a hinge, then it's not meant to be open and closed on a steady basis. So only in, at distance times. And the door, it's not even recognizable that it's a door. So nearest on the so then if you taka close the door, looks like building. Ah, but if it's hung and tied on, it's in a way it's tied on so well. Then when it gets open, it doesn't even get dragged on the ground. Even if it's the width of a hair above the ground, then it's recognizable that it looks like a door because it's meant to be open and closed and not dragged on the floor. And it is mutter to close the door. Okay, it's hard for us to visualize exactly what this is talking about. Let's say it's not tied on or hanging at all. When you open it, the entire door gets removed. In no situation can you close that door. Pesach she'eino, because it's not something that's constantly used. If it's a door that's constantly used, then you can close it. Even if it doesn't have a heker tzir, meaning I don't know exactly what he's saying. I think what it's like, it says a yeshivish door. You're constantly going in and out, but nobody, the door fell off. It's like in a dormitory. Nobody decided to fix it, so they just pick up the door and they put it there. So then it would be okay. If you have a door that's made from one piece of wood. Right, it's just a plain piece of wood. You can't use it to close up a door that's not constantly used. But even if it does have a hinge, if it doesn't actually swing, sveves go around on its hinges. Because since it's only made out of one a plain piece of wood. And it doesn't swing on its on the what do you call it hinges near a kibbutz of a sicer, but makom ha'pasuach looks like you're building and knocking down the opening. But if it's a door that's constantly used for people to go in and out, yeshalak then you could be makel to lock it up. Askufa, but that's only if it has a threshold. Does nicker shehu pesach, meaning it looks like it's a pesach, but if there's no threshold there, and you just take a door, and you just put it up somewhere, then that just looks like you're building. Fine. Pekak hachaloin. Let's say you have pekak means something that you close up the window, meaning like a tris in Eretz Yisrael, something that you close the windows. Going luach. Like a board, a shark called davash, a seismic boy, a sachalayan, or anything else that you close up a window with, you are able to close it up. Even if it's not tied on. But who does a Mishnah in Shabbos? But who shekrasasam by pamachas kaidam Shabbos? But that's only if you use this window cover at least one time before Shabbos. Or you thought about Shabbos that you're gonna do this. But if you never use this thing to close the window, and you also didn't think that you were going to use it, then you're not allowed to close it up on Shabbos. If it's something that you would normally leave it there for a while, it's going to be there for some sort of length of time. Not sure what the what length of time would be considered lengthy. But if it's something that you don't plan on keeping there, it's only there for a short amount of time. You can beg it, like a beggar or similar things. Mutter list time by bechal inyan. It is mutter to close it up in all situations. So basically, it would have to be temporary, or you have to have had it. It has to be temporary. You also has to have. You has to either have done it once before, or have had it in mind. Fine. I ain't based. Doors and windows, even though they're hanging by hinges, that it's makel to remove them and put them back. You're still not allowed to hang them up. When you put them up, it's like building, and taking them down is like saisa. Ein Gimel also lechaber es habayis. Also, this is a very interesting halacha that's no longer applicable, right? You are not allowed to sweep the house on Shabbos. Okay, right? You're not allowed to sweep the house. Afilu hu merutzav ba'avonam ha'ben asarim. Even, meaning back then they had dirt floors, so you're not allowed to sweep because we're afraid you're going to smooth out the holes and et cetera, et cetera. Right, even if it was made with, you put stone floor down or wood floor down, by de akum mutter, but through a guy, it would be mutter. But if you do it with a major shinoi, meaning you use the wings of a goose or something like that, then mutter afilu al yidei Yisrael, then it's mutter even with a Yisrael. Now that was not back then because they had dirt floors. Nowadays, that this kemat never anybody has a dirt floor, so then it's mutter to sweep. The only thing is, what about on a porch, like an outdoor porch that has cement, and then it's right, or an outdoor patio that has cement, and then it's next to dirt? Or what about sweeping your cement walkway, etc., outside? That's really, that's not suggested. Fine. If you spit on the ground, don't take your shoes and smooth it out. But you are allowed to step on it without rubbing it. Ayin hey, also liponis bestay near b'shabbos. You are not allowed to go to the bathroom in a plowed field on Shabbos because we're afraid that you're going to smooth out the ground. B'shal chaveri also liponis. You're not allowed to, if it's your friend's field, you're not even allowed to go in there. Afilu b'chol, even during the week, because it's trespassing, which we'll see later on. Ayin v'mechitza. So a separation, even if it's temporary, if the reason why you're putting up the mechitza is to halachically allow something, you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos and Yomtiv. So what does this mean? Somebody wants to have relations and they left the candle on in their room. So what you're not allowed to have relations with a candle on the room. So you have to put a mechitza there. So he put up a mechitza. So there it's not allowed because it's allowing something halachically. And same thing in front of svarim. You want to go to the bathroom or you want to have relations and you can't do it in front of svarim. Right? That's not allowed. The kimon she mechitza matera. See, since it's a mechitza that's mattering something for you, you're separating one rishus from the other, meaning you're making it into its own rishus. That's as if you're making a tent, and it's like a form of bina on Shabbos. But you are allowed to cover over svarim with two covers. Right? Then that's motor she'ein b'zeh mishum oil. You're not making an oil because you're putting the cover directly on top of the svarim. But if the curtain that's in front of the beds is already spread out a tefach, whether it's on the side or on top, then you could spread it open. That's just adding on oil aray, which the big one there is with the baby strollers when you wanna open up the stroller cover. So if it's already covering by a tefach, then you're allowed to open. The same thing with the shlaks on sukkahs to cover over the sukkah. If it's on there a tefach, then it's allowed. But meaning what happens if the hood of the carriage is a tefach, but it's not really spread out. It's just because that's how you keep it there. How do you say it? It's not spread out, the opposite. Whatever, I think you understand what I'm saying. It's like folded over in one corner. That's not called being spread out. That does not combine to the tefach. Since it's not l'shem oil. Right? Like a wall. It means like pull it open and closed. Also, the puzzle, you're not allowed to open it. LM Kane has a psusa psucha kitsas merah Shabbos, as long as it's a little open merah Shabbos. Al mashi yemedes mikufelos, but the part that's folded, afapisha daif and rachav yosem metefach, even though it makes more of a space than a tefach, le mahani, that does not help. And that's the same thing with opening and closing the shlak, like we said, or an awning that people have. Right? Meaning the rolled up part doesn't count. I mean, there are those that hold that it does count, but the kitzur is passing not. Mechitza sarai, she'eino isa lahater eze dover, but a temporary mechitza, that's not, you're not mattering anything. Ela lohagim b'fnei achama, you want to protect for the sun. B'fnei aruach, shelo yichaba aneiros, or because the wind is blowing out the neiros, you want to put up a Mechitza, ukadoima, similar things. Mutar la'asaisa, it's mutar. Question is, what about a mechitza between men and women on Shabbos? Is that allowed or is that not allowed? Meaning, if it's mechitza materis that allows something, then it wouldn't be allowed. If it's just because you want to hide the women behind the mechitza, then that would be allowed. So I don't know. I don't know what category that goes under. Right. Fine, ayin zayin for oil, and a tent.
Aren't we doing till ayin vav?
I thought he said ayin zayin. No, he said ayin vav or ayin zayin. Take some time to un.
Right un- here. I said ayin. I'm gonna look it up again.
No, it's ayin vav. You're right. You're right. You're right, David. It's ayin vav.
At least Thank I paid you. Attention to something.
Thank you, because my voice is already giving out, if you noticed. So I appreciate you bailing me out on that. Anyways, fine. Okay, a good vach. And good yar, and everybody should have a fine night and a fine week.
Feel better.